This is CliffCentral.com.
All she needed was some.
You're hanging out with the worst guy. It's Malcolm Julie.
The one and only.
And today we are live.
Live, baby.
Become
the do. We don't need no do. We are the do.
Be thank your you. Own hype man.
Thank you very much for joining us and listening to us here at CliffCentral.com. You're hanging out with the worst guys. And today's topic is a little bit spicy. It's always spicy with the worst guys. It's in particular spicy for the young African people, you know, because it's tough being black. We all know that. It's tougher than the rest, but that's why we are tougher, because we've got the experience of riding taxis and waking up early to get into a 2-hour line that gets you to work at 6 o'clock, and then you still work harder than every motherfucker in there, and you're still poorer than them. Damn. That's what it's like.
We laugh, but it's true.
Yeah. But we're going deeper, man. We're talking the topic of coconuts. You see, this is coming out because people are shooting shots in the streets, you know what I'm saying? As black people, you know, there's this term, you are a coconut, which means you are too white. You are white on the inside and brown on the outside. The way I'm even saying white, anybody will call me out right now.
That not how you meant to say white?
It's not spelled with an H.
You know, our English teacher, I remember, I think it was Mr. Just at one time, he said, W-H is white.
What? Yeah, white.
So now I got taught how to say the word. Now I'm being, you know what, take over.
No, this is exactly what we mean. Because as far as I'm concerned, I speak English well. I don't speak English like a white person. It's not my fault that it was invented by white people.
Hey, man.
But I speak the way I was taught to speak.
Yes.
Do you know what I
mean?
Exactly,
hijack.
Yeah. So now, as soon as you see me or hear me, you'll be like, whoa. Especially my name, Mark. My name, Mark, throws people off back when I'm speaking on the phone. It used to be nice in corporate because, you know, clients don't fuck with blacks over the phone. Just by the by. So my name was Mark. I spoke like this. Yes, so I'd just like to tell you about our tax efficient jurisdictions over here in South Africa. Your pension fund is sitting in a much, much safer haven when you're with us. So they hear that
and they're like, yeah, Mark.
Set me up for the meeting, Mark. Set me up for the meeting. Hey, they get to the meeting like, Kanti, umnyama boy. Yeah, dark as the fucking night sky. That's what I am. I'm dark as fuck, but it's cool. So now we have to kind of adapt in this world that we're living in. But I do blame people's ignorance.
Yeah.
Because reading is primarily how I learn, right?
How everybody learns.
And when you read the page, the words on the page, right? And they manifest in your head, and then you speak them out.
Yeah.
And they come out like that. They come out the way supposedly they should.
And then you're taught by somebody else the pronunciation.
And that person who's teaching you is white.
Yeah.
For the most part, if you were privileged enough to go to a nice school, it's most likely that your English teacher was white. So anyway, carry on living my life in the private schools. And you know, in the private school, it's cool. Yes, everybody's a boy. What's up, buddy? Yes. We bring you the buggers. Yo. Put. And that was all cool and well and shit until we got into the real world. And now the real world
expects you to have a job.
No.
But you can't talk like this.
But
no,
you
that's
must
real
have a
straight
job.
Up
yeah,
problem,
yeah.
dog. Straight
it's
up
a problem.
Somebody's coming to the store before, bruh.
Yeah.
And straight up hollered at me, Oh, hey, brah. Now I just want to check if you got any vacancies here, brah.
Mm.
And you know me, dog, straight up, I don't like judging people.
Yeah.
I don't do that. So I'm like, you know what? Let man speak for himself. I was like, oh, wait, let me call you the manager and stuff.
Yeah.
Go to the back, quick chat with the manager, you know, because sometimes they're reluctant to be like, who's this person? I'm like, okay, just come chat.
Mm.
Come chat. Afterwards, I get told that, like, hey, bro, why would you even consider? Did you even hear the way he was talking?
Yeah.
I'm like, do you see what I'm saying? Like,
Like, yeah, shame.
What's a man to do now?
It is a barrier, because they it tells you something about your background.
Exactly.
I think as soon as you speak like, "Away, my brother, I'm just looking for a job here," they immediately, because I was actually listening to a very interesting podcast yesterday. Future CEOs is right here on Cliff Central, and they're interviewing the CEO, and he says that when he's hiring somebody, he's made 80% of the decision within the first minute. So it's a trust thing. It's a respect thing as well. So you come in and immediately once you start speaking, like, "Hi, I'm Rehab. I'm part of the Worst Guys. I do a show on Cliff Central. I do stand-up comedy." Then you'll be like, "Oh, okay. I gotta watch. Maybe this guy has the potential to get this job."
Definitely.
Yeah. But if you come in with, "Hey, my brother, yeah, I just come from the K-Flags. Now I just got on a bus and I made it here just in time. You'll be like, "Hey, sorry, brother. We're actually quite full at the moment. Apologies for the inconvenience."
Here's the thing. A lot of people are going to think, like, with the emotions and all of that, and be on some, mm-hmm. you guys, that we thinking on the same wavelength. It's not that we thinking on the same wavelength.
Mm.
We just stating what's happening.
Yeah.
You know?
And to be honest with you, when it comes to the English language in particular, it is the only universal language. So language is a very important way to
communicate
and to connect with people. So if there's one language in the world that the majority of people understand, and that if I do well in, will get me further in life, best believe I'm going to say white. Okay? Best believe I'm going to say white. And it doesn't make me any less black. It makes me smarter than you, because I see the opportunity to do what I need to do in order to get to where I want to go.
Dude, and when you get to that place, what do? You go back.
Yeah, and then you say, "Come." And you teach them, you give them books to educate them in what? English. Zulu is amazing and it's wonderful, but it's not going to be what I'm going to speak on the Daily Show. ETC, you know, example rather, EG. So it's just a thing
ETC,
of life.
ETC, there's more things coming after that, my nigga. After that. But let me tell you something as well, right?
Yeah, speak, brother.
Bruh, I was brought up, right? I was brought up speaking English by my mom and my dad. Right?
Oh, deep.
All right. Yeah, they spoke.
Speak, spoke, spuck.
Yes, they speak, spoke, spuck. So to and Tswana amongst each other, you know. But like, I know with my recall and what I've been told was that I was brought up speaking English.
Yeah.
For like a very good part of my foundation phase.
How many years would you say? Up to 5?
More than that.
That's already the basis now.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
Because this is the thing. I was born in Bloem, right?
Mm.
2 weeks after we moved to Cape Town.
Mm-hmm.
And we stayed there for about 6 years. All right?
All right.
And then my father got a business transfer to the UK.
Mm.
So we moved. We all packed up, moved to the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Stayed there for 4.5 years. Now, dog, 6 years old, we arrived. UK. It's all lovely. It's all lovely. Where do they put me? They put me in a private school, right?
In the UK somewhere.
In the UK, all right? The school is called ACS, American Community School.
All right.
It's full of Americans. So now I'm in the UK, but, you know, I'm twanging like I'm from America.
Yeah.
So like it's
a whole fucker.
It's a whole fuck up on my life. You see what I'm saying? They put me in this school, right? I'm chilling. It's cool. I get to wear civvies every day. It's gang, you know. We saw it. We draw it. We talk like that. Mommy, daddy.
Yeah.
I get home. I don't know what man's made my dad angry at work that day. You know, what boss or what manager. But there was one day he came home from work and he's like, "You're going to speak your mother tongue." I was like, "Aight, cool. So
where do we start?" You know, how does it go?
Like, he enforced it.
Yeah.
But like, for me, it was hard because it was like, dude, how are you going to put me in a school where I'm wang. And then when I come home, I'm a dumela ma. Dumela ntate. The guy. Yeah.
Okay.
I got back to South Africa, dog. I was like, I came in, I was so bad. Dog, I came in, I said Tokyo Sex Whale, dog. That's how I pronounced it.
You were that guy, the sex whale.
And then
guy.
Had everybody lost. You know? Then he's like, "No, kisekhwale." And I'm like, "Yeah, but how did I know that, dog?" How did I know that?
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about this home thing for a minute, because my mom, for instance, she made it out of the rurals, right? Mm. So she was the first one of her family, the first generation to be out here in the Western world. Mm. And she, obviously from the rurals, spoke just Zulu school, alles.
Through and through.
So she learned English as well at school, but it was a Zulu school. So then obviously came to Pretoria. She's like, yes, sis, now I've got to check what's happening here. I need to make it.
Yeah.
So my mom always spoke to us in Zulu. Shout out to my mom. And we spoke right back. But a lot of the times, she'd also speak to us in English because she was trying to improve her own English. Mm. And we went to a school where we're learning in English. So she wants to master the language that's going to get her further in her own life. So that was part of the reason why we grew up like that. And also living in the Western world, we not out there mixing mkombotsi every afternoon, dog.
Like, hey, boy, do you want to go out for a shot of mkombotsi?
Just a shot, but just a shot, right? We're really not.
Hey, man, and look, nobody's stopping you from doing that either. Honestly speaking, like, I think it would be a dope thing.
Yeah, let's go for some mkombotsi, bro. Mkombotsi. You keep for some mkombotsi.
That'll be a mean cocktail,
yeah,
my boy.
Yeah, it'll be fire. So anyway, my upbringing was still very Western, you know. My ability to speak Zulu or my engagement with African people is a conscious effort.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I have to go out and be like, all right, this is Jininjani, Sapila, Nyapi, water, you know what I mean? Like, I have to make a conscious effort to engage in that culture because it's not my natural life.
Yeah.
But this is the problem. Taking away the value of your blackness by virtue of being able to speak English well, or even hanging around white people, that a lot of the time black people find weird. You know, they'll be like, yes, sir, you got a lot of white friends, man. No, I just got friends, dog.
Yeah.
I just got friends. That's it. That's all I got, mate. What you see is what you want to see.
Hey,
but
dude,
these are the people that fucks with me. And let's go into the yeah?
That exact thing, you know?
Yeah.
And one of those things that kind of, I don't know, it doesn't necessarily sit well with me, but I just like brush it off because it's like whatever.
Mm.
You know, like when they go to you like, bo, how, ngamla, like why?
Oh, that's another thing. Even mlungu, like in the taxi driver when they refer to you, mlungu, it's like a saying boss. And it's just because our bosses have stayed white all our lives. So it's actually a compliment, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's a backhanded compliment because, well, backhanded to the person who's actually delivering it, because they're admitting like, yeah, no, the white people, they got us. Yeah. But anyway, when it comes to other people and relationships, a lot of people get flack for having white girlfriends, black people in particular. Mm. Musi My Money is the perfect example.
Bruh, can I tell you, the public made Musi My Money to do all of the fuck up for these guys.
Really.
Musi, like, I don't know his true upbringing and everything, right?
Yeah.
But when he was with the DA, right, when he joined,
that
was him. You could see his energy. He was just being himself.
Himself.
He was a private schooler, and he was just himself, and he was doing chill things. And he was just doing him, and he was living. You know? Then the stresses of the people.
Of black Twitter.
Got to him. Buck.
And now he's pretending. This is what I don't like.
To appease them.
Yeah. Shop.
Hey, shop.
And also, shop, Bafana, show, mocha. He had this tweet about Bafana, where they won. It's like, show, mocha, Bafetu, eta. We're like, aye, dog, you even suck at pretending to be black.
You see, and that just, it puts you at a worse off position than you were before. Just be yourself.
Be yourself fully from the beginning, from the get-go. And I kind of empathize with him on a level because, being a public figure, they make it hard for him not to be what he is.
Precisely.
They want him to be what they want him to be.
Why I say the people made him make those fuck ups.
Yeah, 100%. And that's where the problem comes in, is where you take away my authenticity, you take away my blackness because of the way I speak. My experience as a black person is still fully black. I still have the skin, I still experience racism, I've still experienced poverty, I've still experienced the rurals, I've still experienced all these things that you just see me now and all of a sudden you make a whole assumption about who I am and what my story is. And we need to start going deeper into what people are before we just make a judgment call. Like I've said this before in the taxi game, because like I swear God when I go out, because I know I'm going to do lit shit. So at the rank, I'm looking nice, all swaggy, blah, blah. Taxi drivers, they don't even want to fuck with me. I don't even want to hear where he's going. Anyway, I speak and I carry on with my life, right? But there's also those snacks, nyesh. People think I'm cock dumb. I've been in the streets, but they think because of the way I dress and the way I look and the way I speak that I don't know what's up.
Cheese boy.
Man wants to sell me your getter for R2.50. I'm like, you fucking play. I'm like, Malin, it's like R2.50. I'm not man. It's like, there's no way you'll get us R2.50. I know these streets. R1.50, R2
maximum.
Max. I'm paying R2 for a stock, sweet dog. And then eventually, like, ah, hard, sure. Nah, yeah, R2. I'm like, but why did you lie? Do you think because I'm dressed like, dog, this is luck. I'm not rich. And I've got style. I'm sorry. I got a sense of style.
What do you want me to do? I'm sorry.
What do you want me to do? I must come ugly now just so that I can get a R2 stock suite. Fuck y'all, man. These guys are taking us for a puss. And I really, really am upset at the fact that I can't still be myself and be black without you telling me that I'm not. You know what I mean? Like, that's absolutely ridiculous for me. And I think Musi Mamani suffers through the same thing. And that's why I empathize with him. And I also want to go into the relationship thing. Interracial relationships
of the backlash.
Yeah. Because firstly, I've heard a lot of a woman say that they don't trust a nigga who's with a white girl.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
We're sellouts, apparently.
Wait, mate.
We're sellouts. Yeah, sisters.
No.
They don't fucks with us, mate.
Hey, how long have they not been trusting you? Because this has been in your blood.
This
like
has been my MO.
Like your veins, you bleed white blood. You bleed white blood. That's just, you don't even have
my white blood cell count is poos.
You bleed white blood so much they don't. You don't have medical aid, but they take you to that private hospital.
Ooh,
right?
Yes.
Like, this is Mark Mdluli.
Yeah, come right through. Sir.
Mark Mdluli. No, Mdluli. Well, here
yeah, he's Mdluli.
Oh gosh.
Ooh, yeah. So like, I've experienced that hate. And I'm okay with it.
Yeah, dog.
But also, like we were talking about, you know, the things that we connect on, the things that we like to do are what make your friends and what makes your relationship. I'm sorry, I like cricket, guys. That's my bad. I like to play cricket, guys. And do you know who's watching cricket? The white girls. You know, so I'm there with the white girls. And then that's where the shit pops. You know, so I'm sorry. I love cricket, guys. That's my bad. Yeah. Blame that on me, you know. So our interests very much determine who we spend our time around. Music as well. I love hip hop. I love rap. Y'all know we always do the Worst Guy Cypher here and it's always hella dope. But there's also other music that I like. I listen to Mumford & Sons. Yes. I listen to Beatenburg. Yes.
Hey,
love
dog,
Beatenburg.
You don't even have to go that far.
Yeah.
Even just listening to hip-hop and da-da-da. You can still... hip-hop and... Yo, da-da-da. Da-da-da. What is da-da-da? Yeah. Hip-hop and like R&B.
Mm.
Dude, you can still... They still call you out for not listening to Quiet or House. Like,
yeah, yeah, there's no...
I've got shit to do. I ain't got time to sit through a house track.
Hey, dog, I'm gonna be here forever.
Hey, dog, wait. Uta. No, it's still getting
it's still coming, buddy.
Hey, dog, I understand there's flavors to house, but
yeah.
Hey, me.
No. But yeah, like that. When I say I listen to hip hop and I love it, and I'm like, and one of my favorite rappers is Mac Miller. One of your favorite rappers is white. Yes, dog. He's fucking good. I don't care what color his skin is. He makes amazing music that I love to listen to. And that has nothing to do with this. You came with his skin color now. You came with it now. But ultimately, we connect beyond skin. And that's what I want to get to. The fact that...
Level of the soul.
Yeah. Bro. I'm me before I'm black. Do you know what I mean? And I appreciate my black. I love being black. It's fucking fire.
And you own it.
Yeah. But that's not what defines me. Me defines me. And then the other things, I'm tall, I'm black, I'm skinny, whatever. Those things are secondary to who I am. And that's what we need to start focusing on, as opposed to expecting somebody to be something. But we must also look on the other side of the coin, in terms of people losing their culture and their traditions. But that's a difficult one for us, I think, especially because, is it really our culture? Is it really like ours, our tradition? Is it what we experience? Do you slaughter cows? I know when I go home to the family, we slaughter regularly and it's cool. That's the culture there. But I'm talking about my own culture. Do you slaughter dog?
Yeah.
You slaughter when you go home?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you don't slaughter here. In Joburg, do you know what I mean? You don't slaughter. You go to the butcher, you buy your meat and you buy it. You know what I mean? So what I'm saying is our culture, our the things that we do every day is not what we do every day in Madlali.
Okay, yes. So our day-to-day activity is westernized.
Yes.
But we still have
that.
Our culture deeply embedded in us, so that we, when we need to, you know, for example, Poyabadimu, we still go back and we do that. You know.
Yeah, but we don't do it here. And I'm saying, does that mean I've lost my culture? Because then it also has nothing to do with me. I didn't ask to come to Jersey. My mom came to Jersey. And now I'm here. So for me, it has nothing to do with a lack of respect for the culture. It's just living my life the way it always has been. You know, it's not like when I go to Emadlali, I'm like, yes, that's no, but yeah, no, like, this Malay, what did you call it? Malay Mikhodi. What did you say it was? It's not like I'm there, you know what I mean? I can't do that. I just can't do that all the time while I'm here.
But at the same time, it's not like you're trying to discard it.
Yes, I'm not at all. But I'm not going to pretend. I'm not going to go eta musi my money, hola hola, slaughtering chickens in my backyard because now I'm scared I'm losing my culture. Nah, be bright that shit.
Yeah, here's my thing as well. If you allow people to put you in that position, for example, Musi's sake, if you allow you giving them the power,
yeah,
and acting out like this. They have all power over you. They can take you back to what you were. People start saying, you know, Musi, just cut it, leave it. Just be you. You'll go back to your sure, oh, see, oh, fuck, it's good to be back, eh? You know? You have to just take it you have to just take it upon yourself to be like, you know what? I know who I am.
And I don't think we
regardless could... of... Because here's the thing. Those people also calling other people out for not being black enough. Or not being true to themselves enough. Most of them don't know who they are themselves.
They're just doing what they think they should be doing.
Exactly.
As opposed to what they want to do.
And that's just following the norm. Going with, you know, popular opinion. Trust.
But do you think that it's possible to lose our culture? Because people keep saying, these days we're losing our culture. I don't think it's possible.
Dog, when you're one with yourself.
No. But I mean, like, in terms of Zulus.
Yeah.
Xhosas. Pedis. They'll always be those people. Always speaking that language, always embracing that culture. But by virtue of me being Zulu, it doesn't mean that I have to slaughter my chickens in my backyard. That's all I'm saying, is that I've kind of found a balance. When I'm at home in my kaya, I'm the Zulu that you want me to be. But when I'm here on Cliff Central talking to you right now, I'm talking like this not because I'm creating it. It's how I speak, but I know that the better I speak on here, the more listeners I'll get. So I'm not going to change that because I feel like, oh, nah, I'm losing myself. Baby, I've been found. So I hope that you guys relate. I know there's some of you out there who relate. But if you do, hit us up on social media. You can hit us up on Twitter at @the_worstguys. You can also hit us up on Instagram. We do respond to DMs and the likes on Instagram. We're just the worst guys. And where are we? Facebook as well. We're also on Facebook, _worstguys. Yeah, man. We in the game. Anyway, this is the chat, man. Are you a coconut? And what is that actually? Oh,
this is cliffcentral.com.
The worst guys, Childish Gambino, Donald Glover, and what's his face, Chance the Rapper. Chance the Rapper is one of the homies, right? But some people say he's lost it ever since he got onto his God shit. Do you feel that same way? There's something about darkness that people love. Do you know what I mean? Like, people don't even fuck with The Weeknd anymore because he ain't talking about cocaine on glass tables with models and shit like that.
That's why they say Satanism exists, bro. So I'm not concerned about the opinions of, like, sheep, bro. Yeah, like, yeah, honestly, yeah. Speaking, there's people are always gonna say shit.
Do you hear that, Mursi? We're talking to you, buddy.
People are always
be
gonna
yourself,
say shit.
Mate. Yeah. You know? We've even had some trolls on Twitter. We're talking about millennials and what we do. And this guy, I've forgotten his name now, but he comes up to us and he's like, well, he says on Twitter, you know, people are only as tough as their phones allow them to be in this day and age. And he listens to our podcast and he's probably listening to it right now. Whatever your name is, you know, we're talking about you. Yeah. So he's like, yes, they really sound like true African millennials, eh? I'm like, but what do you want me to sound like? Okay, shut up, okay. And he says, "Sing so cool, maganje, maganje. The podcast, maganje, so enza maganje. Ne, it's grand, ola."
And there's no subtitles, no translations on the podcast. So now we've just said control alt delete
all those fans who speak English. But let's talk about the job factor just a little bit, because I think that is a big factor in how people carry themselves, their demeanor, and whether they get the job or not, right? We've spoken about assimilating to the Western ideals in order to get further, but now I want to speak specifically about the actual way you talk, right? Do you judge people based on the way they speak?
No.
What do you judge people based on?
What they say.
All right. So as soon as somebody says nyos, that's when you're out.
Yeah, dude. Like, for example, somebody with a stutter, all right, could be trying to put together a genius statement.
Mm.
Whereas somebody who can speak kaklas, you know.
Mm. He's a kettle. He's a what?
But he's busy out here.
Empty pots make the loudest noise.
You know?
Yeah.
But he's not making sense at all. And even when it comes to language barriers, there's like, you still find that when a person from Europe doesn't know how to speak English properly, then it's like, oh, this is so dope. Like, where are you from? Oh my gosh.
Mm.
Let a black person not know how to speak English properly. It's like,
yeah.
You don't know anything, bro.
Yeah,
so it's like,
shame.
What the... You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
I know immediately not to judge anybody based on the way that they speak. Mm. It's purely based on what you are saying.
Mm, what comes out of your mouth.
Yeah, it's content.
Yeah. It is difficult at times. I must say, because... we all make a value judgment, a face value judgment at first, and then it goes deeper than that. Like with the stutter, for instance, so you could be somebody's trying to say something really, really smart, but I'm like, just fucking say it already,
yes,
bro.
Yes, but that's where you gotta have the patience with people as well.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
some of my most, you know, heartfelt conversations where I've got meaningful messages have been with people. Like a security guard, for example. I was like, whoa, this guy's woke.
Yeah.
You know? And as he's speaking to me in Zulu and in English mixed.
Mm.
You know, a nice mutsako of the two.
And
I'm understanding him fully.
Mm.
And I'm like, whoa, bruh. Like, you're not even proficient in what you're trying to say right now. Right?
Mm.
But I understand exactly what you're saying. And the message... is received. The message is much more powerful than how you are relaying it.
100%. Okay, but I would suggest to somebody that they work on their English. If they want a corporate job, if they want to do something in business, I just think it's one of those things that people make that value judgment on in that minute, that when we're talking about CEOs hiring people.
Mm.
In the corporate world, especially, like you were speaking, somebody came to Louis V. That guy, he could have been a fire salesman to all the Zulu men, all the Kalapas people in the world. Wait, wait, my brother. He could be the specialist for coloreds. But none of their customer base are going to buy from a guy who speaks like that. They don't trust that. I think a lot of the time it has to do with trust more than anything else. It's a type of, like, to them, it's like, where does that come from?
Yeah, it's foreign.
It's so, so foreign. And it doesn't necessarily equal stupidity. It just equals difference. And people are afraid that's different.
Precise. There we go.
Yeah. But yeah, man.
I think also we quickly judge people based on what they... based on their preferences as well.
Because,
For example, the whole white woman thing, it's a preference. It's not that I don't like black women.
Mm.
I've dated black women in my life.
Mm.
But like... I prefer
the milk and cookies.
You know, right now,
I'm in the milk game.
Shabadi top deck.
And that might change one day. Who knows?
I might go 99% cocoa.
Yeah, or I might just go flat out Indian. Yo, Shashi, I'm still here, Shashi.
Shashi, let me talk to you for a second.
Let my boy holler at you.
Shashi, we've been talking about you actually meeting Mark and Julie, putting it out into the universe, and as of late, I've been seeing signs of reception. I've been seeing you liking my boy's posts. Recognition is appreciated. And we see you right back, Sashi. We see you living your life, doing your thing, doing the most as you always do, the superstar that you are. We would just want to say,
Oh, Sashi.
Oh, Shashi. It would be very nice to meet you.
Where are you?
Wherever you are.
Where are you now?
Alright.
Oh, Shashi.
He's pouring his heart out for you.
Where are you?
Please.
Where are you now?
Hit my boy up.
Woo! We here. I can go all Indian, baby. I can go all Asian. You never know, boy. I can be one with the do-do-do-do.
I'm already one with the do-do-do-do. You know, the do-do-do-do attracts so much in your life. And it goes back to just knowing who you are and staying true to what you believe.
Mm.
Sometimes you got to go back and unlearn all of the bullshit that you were taught to find the right path for yourself. It goes back to, like, superstitions that I was taught. Ah, don't whistle at night. What the fuck? Why? What if there's danger? And I need to call my boy. I can see that there's a nigga that's about to mug my boy. And I'm about to go, yo, my mom told me not to whistle at night. Hey, son, how am I going to tip him? Hey, yo. And he doesn't see. And then it's over. They get him. They got him. They check him. Bramfontein style. Like, where they take your phone, your shoes.
Yeah.
And your clothes. They leave you butt naked, boy. Mm. So, what I'm saying is, you got to unlearn a lot of the things that you've been taught. You got to unlearn this thing of judging people.
Based on how they speak.
Based on how they speak. Based on how they
look.
On both sides. Mm. How many social experiments are people going to put out there of gold digger responses and a guy dressed in a hobo outfit, and then people judge him, and then he goes to his Lamborghini.
Mm.
It just goes to show it still exists.
Yeah. It's a difficult problem to fix, man, because even sometimes I suffer from the disease of judgment.
Yes, but what are you doing to resolve it?
I'm talking about it, and I'm trying to figure it out for myself.
In the moment where you see that. Immediately you're conscious of the fact that
I'm judging. Oh, then I stop immediately. Once I become super aware of it, because sometimes, you know, it's that behavior that we've learned.
Yeah.
It almost comes out of you.
And it's not even something that we can blame you for.
A habit. Yeah. But then I stop the habit immediately. It's the same with all of our habits. Like, one of the craziest things for me is that I found peace. I've genuinely found peace within my soul, and I love it and I appreciate it so much. But sometimes, because before meditation and before listening to myself, you know, my mind was everywhere. you know, I was anxious about things, what. So sometimes, even now, when I'm at peace, I worry about where the worry is. Do you know what I mean? It's just an old habit. I'm like, shit, I'm usually panicking right now, but I'm so at peace. I'm like, oh fuck. This is what I've been praying for the whole time. You know, we're so used to being stressed and so used to being thinking about all the things that are happening in our lives that when we actually get it, it's like happiness and money. You know, some people might not be able to handle the success that they want because what do you do then? It's like, oh fuck, I made it. Now what? The whole thing that I've led up to till now has been done. And it's a very similar story with peace. And I think it's a similar story with all our habits. We've developed bad habits as human beings, man. And I think we are becoming more aware of that and we are changing that cycle. But one last thing that I did want to touch on this topic socially is the demand to be more white in white spaces. That's what I don't like. Because like I said, we spend time with black people, spend time with white people, whatever. But like, for instance, there's this place in Linden. It's called Funderlinda. It looks amazing. It looks fucking fire. But I'm never walking in there.
Wait.
I'm never walking in a place. First, it's called Funderlinda.
And whoa. Okay, we're going to address that. And then secondly.
Yeah. Secondly, whenever I walk past, it's just hot.
Okay.
So sometimes I feel like I firstly.
Yeah, you see, there's your problem. Yeah. You're letting your emotions get in the way.
Yes.
Yeah, so lose that.
No, but I'm saying I don't want to do something where I feel like I'm not accepted.
Yes, but have you gone in to see whether or not you are accepted?
No, exactly. I haven't.
So you're no, fuck you, actually. That's, oh, yes, sis, you are being exactly what those people that we're talking about.
No, but this is the thing that I'm talking about. That is the problem that I'm trying to address. The social pressures of each culture. Each culture is different. Each culture expects different behavior, right? So I don't want to have to change my behavior.
Why do you feel that you're going to need to change it?
Because of the scenario.
Okay, that's probably like a cafe or something, right?
Yeah. It's like a restaurant.
Okay, let's just equate it to Mug and Bean.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel comfortable walking into Mug and Bean?
Yeah.
What do you do in Mug and Bean differently that you want to do in Funderlinda? That now you're saying, I don't feel like I could do what I want to do. You don't go into Mug and Bean and smoke a joint. You don't go into Mug and Bean and say, hey, all of
turn
these
up,
beaches.
Turn up,
beaches, Nucky Mr. Beaches, Mark.
Okay.
Now you want to do that in Funderlinda. Why?
Okay, I'll give you that one. Check, you're right. But what I was getting to, that was a bad example. What I was getting to was...
That's not even an example.
No, it is a bad one.
Oh, okay.
We've passed that.
All right.
So I'm saying there are certain social expectations from different cultures.
Yeah.
For example, you go to somebody's a black person's house, you'll eat pap with your hands or whatever. There they expect you fork and knife, whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I'm not eating with a fork and knife at Funderlinda, but a lot of the times I do feel pressure to be a part of what society I'm currently in. I think that's just a natural human thing to have. And a lot of the times I find myself in situations where I just wish I wasn't the only one. Like, I've been to a lot of parties where I'm the only black guy. And I'm like, how is it that I'm in South Africa and I'm the only black guy
at this party?
You know what I mean?
When we're majority.
Dog, in this country. And it
like
means,
how have you managed to
concentrate? It means like all
is,
of you.
This is like... pouring Oros and then with just like
one drop
dash
of water.
One dash of water. Yo, this Oros is strong.
Dog, that's like, for me, so like, how is it that 80 of you, white folk, out of 80 of you, only one man.
79
of you couldn't get at least two young blacks. You know, so...
Hey, man, it's the way it is.
Yeah, but let's talk about the social pressure to be a specific thing, you know? Those pressures do exist.
They
and I
do
know
exist.
You found yourself, and that's cool. But we have to be honest about our social settings.
I won't lie. There was, I'm trying to find a specific
example.
Yeah, because I've had that before. You know, most of my party life happened when I was still in like high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mom, if you're listening to this, hi there.
Nah.
It happened.
Yeah.
So yeah, And I went out with my cousin, and my cousin was a hood nigga, and we were living the hood life, and it was fucking dope. You know, hitting clubs like Ekaeni, what. And I'd be listening to house back then. It was dope. I was in that zone, you know. So I lived that gassy party life, you know what I'm saying? And it was dope.
Courts, Cotleys.
It flows so easy.
It's closed.
So now, even,
Cotleys.
You know, now I'm out here in my Jaivan all of a sudden now. And then, what do you know? I matriculate and move up to Johannesburg. You know, now I want to go out a party. You know, female friend of mine says, hey, let's go to Icon. I'm like, all right, cool. Where's this Icon place? It was on Fredman Drive that time in Sandton. So I'm like, all right, cool. We get in there. First things first. I needed to make sure I get there before 10 because I ain't going to pay cover charge.
Classic. Yeah.
And also my dress sense, you know. First they said, except for your woe. I'm looking at them, I'm like, what's wrong, you know? And then they're like, no, but these techies of yours, you know. And they weren't actually techies.
You call them techies, so much. You know? They weren't running
But they
shoes.
Were like Vans or Converse. And I'm like, how am I see the techie?
The sneaker.
Yeah, you know. But anyway, hustle past them. Now we inside. Bro, I kid you not. Later on during the evening, they start playing some Les House. So what am I doing? Get my dive on.
Yeah.
But I'm wearing like a crack light blue t-shirt. So I'm going boss in the club right now. Sentin. And then this time, it was a time where people weren't appreciating that Africanism.
Yeah. No, that's true.
Yeah, there was a time where being, you know, Shoma Josie wasn't cool. I'll give you that. It was a time where being Shoma Josie wasn't cool. You see, and then I was bringing that out. Yeah. I had the spirit of Shoma Josie within me on the dance floor. Dog, I was living it. Next thing you know, I'm at the bar trying to get a drink. I can see my quaps. They are dark blue now because I've been sweating. I'm wearing a light blue shirt, but my quaps are dark blue. And then I see this fly hand next to me. I'm like, yo, can I get you a drink? She's like, aren't you that guy that was dancing? I'm like, yeah. Not if you're dancing like that. Don't give me a drink. You know what I'm saying? Like, so now what do you want me to do? You want me to just stand there and bob my head? I saw so many guys just bobbing their heads. And now the girls are dancing on them. So I'm like, is this what you do? Like, I didn't comprehend.
Just the bob. You see, so that's what I'm hating of myself. And that Linda example
changed because of that experience.
Okay, that's what I'm going through the change now. The process is happening because a lot of the time the social situation determines who I is, other than me being who I am, regardless of the social situation. But I think that's also natural. Genuinely speaking, like you're talking about the dancing, right? At that all white party, I wasn't voshoing, but take me to Taboo, I'll vosho now. But there's music that I can voice out to at that party, or maybe not. I don't know if I can voice out to. But anyway, so I detract my own natural behavior, you know, because I'm like, oh, okay, these guys are more chill. Let me just bob my head. Oh, yes, I love John Mayer. Yeah, he's such a legend. You know, slow dancing in a burning room, my God. But when I go to the Ekasi and there's Hayne Gens, I'm out here. I'm voshing.
Yeah, I don't think that's.
Is that just me being versatile, or is that me being fake?
That's exactly what I'm trying to bring it around to. I think it's just you being versatile and having a very
broad spectrum of myself.
It's a very experienced palette because you've got flavors here, you got flavors here, you got flavors here. Anything that now is created by you or somebody like you is totally different to that of a person who has only one experience of one culture.
I see you. Cool. No, I'm happy because I don't want to feel like I'm selling myself to whoever I'm going to, like a fucking hood or whatever. But I hear you. Versatility, because I've had those black experiences, I've had those white experiences, and I can connect with people on both those sides.
Exactly.
Aware.
That's right. Like being the lecturer. You can do it, and you can do it, and you can teach it. Don't just be the guy who can do it, bro.
Yeah. You gotta be able to teach. All right. I love this conversation, man. Are you a coconut? We don't know, and we also don't give a fuck. We want to hear what you have to say, not how you say it. Let's go into some stories that have caught our attention over the last week. You know the worst, guys. We tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but.
In trouble again. One more penny. At it again. Read about it. Extra! Please grab young fella! Extra!
All right. So the first story that caught my attention this week is about our friends Julius Malema and Pravin Gordhan. Man, they have so much beef right now. It's going down. So this story broke on Tuesday. Julius Malema, no, actually, it started with Pravin. Pravin laid criminal defamation charges against Julius in the morning. In the morning. That afternoon, the EFF lays charges on Pravin for corruption and whatever. So I'm like,
yo, shots are just being fired. Left out,
dude, but that's classic Julius. That's how he gets out of the situation. And I think it's so clever. Because if somebody's shooting at you, the best way to stop them shooting is to shoot back. Right back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because when Pravin laid those cases in the morning and I saw the story break, I'm like, shit. Julius might be in some trouble because, you know, Pravin is a serious oak. He's not a fuckboy. But then when Julius came in with the story in the afternoon, he's like, we're going to sue you right back. Oh, we're going to lay charges at you right back. I was like, you, sir, are an absolute legend. Watch, Julius is not going to go down. Hmm. Neither is Pravin. I can bet $100 that none of these cases are either going to reach their conclusion, or when they reach their conclusion, they're going to be like, oh, okay.
They are both one with the two.
Yeah, they're one with the two. Nobody can beat you when you're one with the two. All right. So another story just about the Mary Jane, that we love so much, man. There's so much that's changing in this country. We also went, just while we're on Mary Jane, had the coolest event, Kushfest, on Saturday. It was at Rumors in Cresta. Dude, before weed was legal, we always dreamt of being able to go out, go to a place, order a J, chill some peeps. Hey, do you have a light? Hey, do you have some riz? Hey, do you have this? You know, and that actually happened for the first time. I was at a public place, an establishment, but we could smoke anywhere because, you know, they own the venue, so it's smoking on private property. But it was exactly how I dreamed it would be. You know, the way people drink in a club, we just smoke in a club, and people came to us like, oh shit, guys, we left our scissors. Do you guys have scissors?
Dude,
oh, of course we have scissors.
I comfortably gave, like, part of my kit away for somebody to go manufacture their own J. And they didn't do it in front of me. They just left for about like 20 minutes, came back while I'm trying my pizza, and I'm like, oh wow, completely forgot. Thanks, shout out. And everybody's just happy.
Chill. The culture is so amazing. Even that's what I love most.
Because it was downstairs, and it was hip hop upstairs.
Yeah. Anyway, that's just we get distracted. But that was a cool experience, just to see that come into fruition in reality. Anyway, the story is that the South African Federation of Trade Unions is considering organizing workers in the cannabis sector following the Constitutional Court judgment decriminalizing the private use of marijuana. On Tuesday, the Union Federation said that workers' rights in the burgeoning cannabis industry needed protection. So SAFTU will consider recruiting and organizing the new cannabis sector of workers, which is about to take off as a result of change in the milestone Constitutional Court judgment, which will force a rethinking of all legalization and may see government allowing mass production of marijuana for medical purposes. We'll start with the medical, but then the mass production can come to us, the dealers, and we'll hook it up. I'm not a dealer, just FYI, there's an asterisk there. I don't deal drugs. Don't do drugs. Don't snake me, guys. Don't tell the popo. Anyway, yeah. I like the fact that this is becoming institutionalized. It's a serious business now, and it's broadening out to the wider world, which is really, really cool. I think the marijuana has a real future in this country in terms of making money for the country, in terms of people using it as medicinal purposes as well as recreational.
Let me
purposes.
Tell you, I got a headache right now. Where's that weed?
Yeah. Anyway, that's pretty much it, man. Everything else is just a bit of a blur. EFGA, my money, not only is he getting hated for being a coconut, I don't even want to call him that, for speaking the way he does, he's getting sued by EFG law firm to sue my money and DA for defamation over Bosasa Gupta allegations. Yes, that's a whole nother story that I don't want to go into.
Do you think there are people who are studying politics right now that are thinking like, maybe I should just reconsider?
Yeah, probably, but what I found, because I study politics, is that
most people who study politics don't want to be politicians.
After this,
yeah, yeah,
or even going into it,
or during, like, it's just for me, it's more of an understanding of the world and how it works. And there's also political studies and political economics, I think it is. Yeah, so one is about the structure of the world and how it came to be and how we relate to each other as people. Those are our politics. And then the other is the actual studying of the infrastructure, the tiers of government. ANC this, EFF that, COSATU this, how many seats are in the House of Parliament. You know, there's those types of things you study in politics. I think those people want to be politicians. But political studies, the one that I did, we never spoke about the tiers of government. I learned more about the tiers of government while I was doing law than I did doing politics. Aye. Politics was more of how we relate to each other. How do we get to where we are right now? And essentially, the answer is why people fucked us up. That's genuinely the truth, yeah. What you'll learn.
Just like
politics.
In Rocky, if he dies,
he dies.
Hey, Rashwil.
Yeah, and then just another quick story, just because we're from there. Cubana in Bloemfontein burned down, my boy. And Cubana, apparently everybody's really happy about it because all the wives who were praying that their husbands stop cheating on them with the side chicks at Cubana, they'll finally stop. And they got what they wanted, man. Cubana's dead and gone, and so other places and their lady friends.
No, they're not.
Oh, they've just relocated. Yeah, relocated.
Now they're going to be a lot of, baby, Hunali business trip. Every weekend is a business trip now. Now it's worse. He's spending more money to get away from you so he can jeep this other flange.
Yeah. And what else happened this week? Somebody got fired. Oh, Malusi Kikaba, he didn't fire, he resigned from Home Affairs Minister. I think that's another important story. But anyway, we know that whole fucking government is all bullshit. We don't know why. We don't know how. We only going to speculate. But that is something big. He's no longer our Home Affairs Minister, which is cool. At least now you can go and be the porn star you always wanted to be, mate. And I hope you succeed. Anyway, we're going to go out. One of the worst guys ever. You know, one of the worst guys ever. You know, we do a song right on the spot every single week. You know, and the thing about the song is that we make it up, right? And y'all don't even know. We about to come out with South Africa's greatest hit right now. South Africa's greatest hit provided by the worst guys. Yeah. It's the worst guys cipher. It's hot. Hey, it's so hot. We never ever stop. We about to take it to the motherfucking top. Ay, it's always hot. We never ever stop. We about to take it to the motherfucking top. It's always hot. We never ever stop. We about to take it to the motherfucking top. Ay, it's always hot. We never ever stop. We about to take it to the top. Top. I'm about to take it to the top. Top. Holla at me, I'll never drop the ball, cause I am going faster. Everybody wanna be me like Casca. Riding past everybody, 200 meters, 1,000, it doesn't even matter, bro. Cause I'm gonna be speeding past you, I don't even give a fuck, you my bro. Oh, I'm just gonna keep it cool, everybody thinks that I am a fool. Cause I'm making jokes, but the hoax is on you. I do what I do, and I get paid for it too, bruh. So don't fuck with me, dude. I'm going to school, I'm reading my books. I've got the hooks, I've got the jab, I've got the strike. And tonight I'm getting laid, it's alright. So don't come and fight me with your bullshit, trying to call me a coconut and shit. I'm just out here trying to bust a nut and shit. So don't fuck around, cause I don't like that shit.
I don't like that shit, but I love some shit. Like being ignorant just a little bit, so that people would think that I don't know how to think. And then every saying I say is legitimate, so that you understand that my content is so much more than any man can comprehend. That's why you gotta look in the dictionary and look next to legendary. And you see R-E-H-A to the B. Currently one of the worst guys, G. Doing the best podcast in the world. Worst guys, we gonna come and steal your girls. Hey, we might just steal your mommy. We like the MILFs and we like the mature women. The things that they be doing, even if they have have children, we can be living together. I could be your stepdaddy, girl, and you could be my stepchildren. Everybody will be living. No, I'm joking, I'm joking, I'm joking, I'm joking. No,
not really though.
Sick with the flow, you gotta go with the flow. Everybody know my bro, Malcolm Julie, coming to Bloemfontein. Hey, he's coming to Bloemfontein for another show. He's going to go all over the globe, just like Trevor Noah knows. Trevor Noah knows that he is gonna expose.
Don't judge me. Don't judge me.
You never judge.
Just love me.
Just love.
Don't judge me. Don't judge me.
Don't judge me. Don't judge.
Just love me.
All you gotta do is love.
Don't judge me.
Don't judge me.
Just love me.
All you gotta do is
don't judge me.
It's always hot. We never ever stop.
Don't judge me.
We about to take it to the motherfucking top.
Don't judge me.
It's always hot. We never ever stop.
Love me.
We about to take it to the motherfucking top. It's always hot. We never ever stop. We about to take it to the motherfucking top.
Hey,
it's always hot. We never ever stop. We about to take it to the top. To
don't judge me.
All you gotta do.
Don't judge me.
All you gotta do is
don't judge me. Don't judge me.
I need
just
you to love me. I said I need you
don't
to
judge me.
I said I need
don't
you.
Don't judge me.
All I really need.
Don't judge me. Just
we
love me.
We about to take it to the top.
Yo.
Worst.
This is CliffCentral.com.